Zach?
Oh. Connor. Hey.
Hey, what are you doing here?
You know, I just think cemeteries have such a fun ambience. I'm visiting.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, of course.
What about you? Are you...
Also visiting, sort of. My sister, she, well, her grave is, it's in England, but I...
Oh, I'm very sorry. I know what it's like to lose a sibling.
I'm sorry to hear that.
What was she like, your sister?
Mayo was... She was great. I couldn't have asked for a better sister. Wouldn't have said that back then, but... She's gone now. Doesn't matter, I... Kind of wish I'd said it, though.
I had an older brother. Sweetest guy you'd ever meet. He, towards the end we fell out. Had a fight. But he was still my big brother, you know?
That really sucks. I'm sorry. I think they would have been friends if they were here. Your brother and my sister.
Maybe they would have. You're good with people, right?
I guess.
I don't... Something happened, and... I don't know how to make it right.
What happened?
I hurt someone. I didn't mean to, but I did. And I don't know how to fix it.
Are you sure you can?
What do you mean?
Sometimes you can't fix it. Sometimes you have to say sorry and live with it.
But
I had to learn that pretty quickly. It's easy to hurt people, not always easy to fix it.
I don't think you get enough credit for how wise you are, Connor.
Thanks.
Thank you. That helped.
Oh, good.
I'll see you around.
Yeah, sure.
Sure you don't mind?
Of course not. Stern loves when people join us on walks, don't you, Stern?
I know,
also, but... Also, you're the only one who wants to try that new milkshake place with me.
Don't tell Alex.
Absolutely not. I don't want them yelling at me for enabling you.
Have an intervention for my dairy addiction.
We're concerned about you.
Have they never met a lactose intolerant person? I'm secretly convinced that it only affects the people who love dairy the most.
It's a curse.
A very heavy burden I must bear. But I'm being very brave about it.
Oh, absolutely. When did Alex become the parent friend?
When we realize they're the only one with enough parent energy to even make Carm take care of herself.
That raises the question of who makes Alex take care of themselves.
There isn't a force in the universe powerful enough.
Alex is an eldritch deity, confirmed.
They survive on spite, and spite alone.
Con! Devin!
Carm! I didn't think I was going to get to see you today.
I'm taking a short study break before I completely lose my mind.
Damn. Imagine studying.
Wish I knew how. Seems scary.
I hear it's not technically possible.
You know, I've heard that too. Must be true.
You two are hilarious.
We've barely seen each other lately. We have a lot of banter saved up.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
You sure you can't stay and hang out with us?
I really do have to study.
Please... It can wait a little bit.
Fine. For a little bit. And then I have to go back to studying.
I'll grab us a table.
Wait, Devin, you're lactose intolerant.
What's... Zach?
Uh-oh. Hey. It's me.
I can see that. It's pouring outside. Jesus, get in here. Did you walk here?
It wasn't raining when I started.
Let me get you a towel.
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's... I don't know how long you're going to want me to stay.
Zach...
No, it's just let me say what I need to.
Okay, but seriously, please let me get you a towel. You're going to catch a cold.
Yes, fine.
There. Do you want to sit down?
You worry so much. It's adorable. I'm sorry, Sal. I really am. It's not that I don't want you to think. I panicked. There are not many people I've said those words to before. Not many people who've said them to me, either. It's just not something I can say easily. And I knew I couldn't say it back, and it scared the hell out of me because
Hey, calm down. It's okay, really.
I'm sorry. I was terrified. And I hate feeling that. And I hate admitting it even more. Because I really, really care about you, Sal. A lot.
I really care about you, too.
Are we... I know that I messed up, but I don't want to lose this. You.
I don't want to either. And I'm sorry, too. I shouldn't have just said it like that. You don't have to say it back, really.
You deserve someone who
laughs at all my shitty jokes, is willing to sit in the kitchen while I cook even though he thinks it's so boring, who steals the covers all night every time he shares a bed with me, and steals every hair tie I own, and...
Okay, I get it.
I'm not gonna stop caring about you just because of a few words.
Can I... stay here tonight?
I miss you too. I really, really want to hug you, but you're soaked, so... Will you please let me go get you some dry clothes and a blanket?
Yes, fine. Okay. Dork.
Hypocrite.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. Go fetch me a blanket.
You're so ridiculous. Stay there.
Hey,
no way, I'm almost bankrupt.
Guess you should have thought about not being poor. Give it here.
Ugh, how much is it?
1500.
I don't think I even have.
I've got it. Coming!
Okay, here. I still have $12.
Hey, sorry we're late.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
Hi, Sal.
It's 200 now.
Hi, Zach.
Hello, Ollie.
I'll talk to you later. First, I need to kick some ass in Monopoly, but I am gonna talk to you.
Of course.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I saved you a seat.
You're on the floor.
And I made sure to save a spot right next to me.
Thanks, Connor. I appreciate it. Oh, I brought chips.
Hell yeah!
I'll grab a bowl for them.
I didn't know you were coming, Zach.
It was a last-minute decision. What are we playing?
Monopoly. But it could go on for a long time. We just started playing an hour ago.
It looks like you have quite a few properties. Should be an easy game.
I'm just about to give Carmen Park Place. Then, Z will have the most expensive set on the board.
You are?
Yes. I'm selling it to you. Like we discussed.
Sure. How much did we say?
400.
Again? Right. Of course. Here.
That's fine. I don't much care for Monopoly anyway. Sal and I can watch.
You do that.
Con?
Oh, hey, Con.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, really. It was just getting kind of loud, and it was all a lot. I just needed a minute.
Yeah, I get that. You can see Orion's belt tonight. See?
No, I don't. Where?
Okay, so, see those three really bright stars right there?
Yeah.
That's Orion's belt. There's his bow, and if you look over there, there's the Big Dipper.
Oh, wow.
I used to look at Orion's belt every night as a kid. It was the easiest one for me to find.
It's pretty.
I just think it's interesting. You don't have to pretend to like it.
I don't like to think about space. It's too big. It makes me feel so small.
I know that feeling.
It feels like the longer I look, the bigger it gets, and the less real I feel. Like the ground is falling out from under me.
Don't look then. Just stay down here with me.
You're the one who told me
to look. I think it's cool. I didn't know it was going to make you feel like that.
Sorry we don't all have your appreciation for the stars, Cass, but...
Cass?
What?
You called me Cass.
I did?
Yeah. Who's Cass?
I don't know. I don't know a Cass. Must have been just... a slip of the tongue, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Of course. I'm gonna go back inside now.
Calm.
Jules? Julia, please. Can you just let me in? I don't know what's going on, but it's freaking me out. You've been MIA for days, and I just... Please, talk to me? Even just to tell me you're okay. I'm sorry, okay? I shouldn't have kissed you. I thought maybe... We don't have to talk about it. I don't want to lose you. I don't want my stupid mistake to keep us from being friends.
Why is your door unlocked, Jules? God, it's really a mess in here. You really should... Ah! No, no, no! No, 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 not right now, you piece of shit!
I didn't think anyone would come looking for Julia just yet. My mistake. Clearly. I should have realized how deeply you felt for her. It's almost amusing. really. So, I'll have to be more careful.
This was Seven of Hearts. In this episode, Carmen was voiced by Caspian Palemon. Connor was voiced by Cry MJ. Sal was voiced by Felix Pozorski. Alex was voiced by Jay Speltier. Devin was voiced by Riley Deegan. Ollie was voiced by Beth Barrett. And Zach was voiced by Daniel Freeberg. This episode also featured the voice of Oscar Tumbleweed Tom Ramos as the friend. Script by Jay Speltier and sound design by Caspian Palemon and Jay Speltier. Thank you for listening.